on KEDT in Corpus Christi, KWBU in Waco, Marfa Public Radio, and all places online. No matter how you're listening, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. President-elect Donald Trump ran a campaign like no other. One of his signature promises, building a wall to stretch the entire length of the U.S.-Mexico border. Border security has long been an issue in Texas. Last year, Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on security. But walls and technology are undermined by breaches invisible to most of us, bribes. The New York Times just found U.S. border security officials accepted at least $15 million in bribes over the last 10 years, allowing drugs and people to be smuggled across the border. Ron Nixon investigated this story for the Times, where he's a Washington correspondent. Ron, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So give me an example of a typical bribe for someone involved in border security. What do border agents receive? What do they let slip? How kind of does this typically play out?
Well, it varies depending on a position. You know, if you're a Border Patrol agent, a lot of these guys just get approached by somebody who's part of a drug smuggling operation or a human smuggling operation to just say, hey, you know, why don't you, I'll give you a couple of thousand dollars just to look the other way. You know, for a customs officer, it's, hey, if you look the other way, I'll give you a couple of thousand. Or sometimes it's sexual favors. Sometimes it's actually they're participating in the smuggling themselves. So it varies, and it also involves, you know, people who are part of like ICE, who are supposed to deport people, who they will say to them, well, you know, if you find a way to not deport me, you know, I'll give you this or I'll give you that. And it varies, you know, from a few hundred dollars to several hundred thousand.
And you mentioned it's not always just money, sexual favors, I guess, trips and other sort of exchanges like that. What other things did you find?
Well, there's someone who got a car, who's got a 2000 Lexus. There was an agent who got, among other things, Cialis pills in addition to money. Huh. You know, there were the egg rolls for an immigration service officer at Citizenship and Immigration Service for making them naturalized citizens.
Wow.
So in exchange, she was like, hey, you know, go and get me 100 egg rolls.
Wow. And like you said, we're not just talking about on the ground Border Patrol agents, but people in all sorts of roles at Homeland Security, people, you know, in charge of deciding who gets to become a citizen.
That's correct. And in some ways, that's a little bit more dangerous because those folks can alter records and have altered records in some cases. There was a guy a few years ago who got paid about $600,000 to let about 700 people into the country.
So apparently the Department of Homeland Security knows about this problem. A lot of the information you found on these bribes came from them. So what are they trying to do to stop it?
Well, they're doing a number of things. And, you know, just like any other law enforcement agency, police forces, you know, even the military, there is this susceptibility for certain people for bribery. And so what they're doing is that they are trying to handle it on the front end by doing polygraphs and deep background checks of people to make sure that they don't hire the wrong people. Within Customs and Border Protection, which is a parent organization of the Border Patrol, they actually have this internal intranet called Trust Betrayed of, you know, pictures and a small write-up of all of these people who have been convicted for various corruption-related crimes as a constant reminder.
Yeah, and for this $15 million, though, over 10 years, we should say, is just what the department knows about. Did you get a sense of how much fraud or bribery may go undetected?
Yeah, and the $15 million actually was us going through court filings, because a lot of times in the press releases that the U.S. attorneys or the Office of Inspector General put out, there was no figure. And so we would have to go through and try and tease that out of the data. And then sometimes they just never cited a figure. The other portion of this is that this is, as you mentioned, just what they know about. There was one case that stood out in particular. They heard about this customs officer who was taking bribes. And so they sent an undercover through and offered him $250. He took the $250. Well, that's what he got caught for. But they know he took more. They just couldn't. They just don't know how much more he took.
At the same time, we should point out this is, you know, a very, very small percentage of the people who work for the Department of Homeland Security. I think you write around 1%. But I guess the bottom line is that it undermines the whole process and, you know, efforts to you know, talking about securing the border does no good if the people working there aren't doing their jobs.
That's correct. And that's one of the things that John Roth, the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security, pointed out in the story. You know, we quote him as saying that, you know, even a few people can cause a lot of damage. So it doesn't have to be, you know, thousands of people. And that's a very good thing that it's not thousands of people. But, you know, there's one example that we cite in the story of a Border Patrol agent giving confidential information to someone who passed it on to the cartels, and some of that information had to do with informants. And you know, I mean, that they were trying to use that information to kill one of the informants before law enforcement got to him. But you know, and those is just, again, the things that we know about. But, you know, again, I do want to emphasize that this is a very, you know, small number of people who can do a lot of damage. But the vast majority of Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, people in the Coast Guard, TSA, and all of those other components do their jobs. And they actually do report when someone tries to bribe them.
Ron Nixon is a Washington correspondent for The New York Times. Ron, thanks again for joining us on The Standard.
Hey, thank you for having me.